Due to multiple outbreaks of coronavirus in the University of Wyoming student population, the campus shut down and classes were provided online. As the university determines whether students can be in the classroom, Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports they're also considering whether to punish some students for disregarding health guidelines.
University of Wyoming officials had high hopes for phasing students back into the classroom, but those hopes were dashed when large numbers of positive COVID-19 tests started coming in. As of Thursday, the university had 66 active cases. 63 of those were students, 50 of whom live off-campus. Off-campus parties hosted and attended by UW students have contributed to several of the confirmed infections and placed well over 100 students in quarantine. Since classes are online, the university has offered students the chance to withdraw and receive a full refund on their tuition. But many students, including freshman Ethan Alanyan, are going to stay.
Honestly, if they had announced this during the summer, I probably would have ended up taking a gap year because that is what I had agreed with my parents. I mean, I've already started classes. I'm probably going to stick it out and just see how it goes.
Alanyan says it's disappointing that other students have acted so recklessly, especially since he's been so careful.
It sucks. I mean, I'll be straightforward. I mean, it's horrible because we as students can definitely see what the cause is because we live in dorms and we live right across the frat houses and we always see them, you know, hosting parties and stuff. Like, it is safer to be in the dorms.
The university says many of the cases were tied to off-campus parties attended by students and members of the university's Greek life community. Health authorities say that those that attended were not following mandated health guidelines. That information hurts for Alanyan, who has been reprimanded for seeing hallmates in his dorm floor's common room, and even for playing Ultimate Frisbee outside while unmasked.
I wish they would crack more down on the actual cause instead of really getting strict with, you know, just us, you know, we're being safe.
Taryn Parody also thought she was being safe, until she tested positive.
Before getting it, I was like, people aren't taking it seriously. And then I realized I wasn't taking it seriously because I still was kind of hanging out with some of my friends just because I hadn't seen them for a super long time.
Parody hosted several friends at her apartment a few times during the first weeks of the semester. As an off-campus student, she says it was easy to disregard the warnings and guidance coming from the university.
And it's not something that, like, I intentionally did. I wasn't going out and thinking, oh, I hope the university doesn't hear about this. It was more along the lines of, oh, I just haven't seen these people in months. It'd be nice to catch up. And so I could have taken the warnings more serious than I did. And that is my fault.
Parody says she hasn't heard anything about academic consequences for violating the student code of conduct. But the university could crack down on students for hosting parties, according to Ryan O'Neill, the university's dean of students. And the consequences could be very serious.
The potential outcome of any student found responsible for hosting a large social gathering could include up to suspension or dismissal from the university.
But that's not a foregone conclusion.
Obviously, we would want to consider all of the mitigating factors. You know, context is important, but it has been determined that that level of sanction or conduct outcome would be appropriate should a student be found responsible.
The Student Code of Conduct outlines how UW responds to reported incidents. They'll consider evidence, conduct an investigation, and eventually meet with the student. If the student accepts responsibility, the university will work with them on improving their decision-making. There could also be a hearing that could lead to sanctions, and possibly expulsion. O'Neill doesn't want to punish anyone. She just wants them to act responsibly.
So I would beseech students to be reflecting on their decision-making.
This problem is occurring in universities across the country, and it comes as no surprise to public health experts. UW public health researcher Christine Porter predicted this outcome right before the semester began.
The struggle is going to be that, on average, people in the age group of the average college student generally are making decisions based on a feeling of invincibility, possibly being under the influence, and prioritizing, understandably, you know, the social, fun, engagement part of being in college.
Porter added it would only take a few students acting in this predictable way to shut down the institution.
Even if 80% of the students do the right thing or 90% of the students do the right thing, it would only take, you know, a small group, which is to lead to super spreading events, and that seems very likely based on everything we know and have seen so far.
O'Neill says she wants to work with students to continually improve the university's response.
But if we don't have compliance with the expectations, if we don't have everybody bought in and understanding that, you know, their individual choices are steering the direction of what the semester is going to look like, I feel like we're going to be limited moving forward.
University President Ed Seidel would like to reopen the campus, but he'll only do it if they can be sure the students will be safe. If not, the rest of the semester will be taught online. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.